You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This is a pretty good one today, sent to us through the Facebook. You're trying to find us on there. You should, and follow us. Jeremy posts all sorts of funny slash lovely things each day on our Facebook page. Just search for Dom with an M and Jeremy, Dom and Jeremy. Now, she starts by saying twice at the beginning and at the end, please do not use my name. I figure we could call her Chelsea just to give her a name. Is that
nice.
Okay with you?
That's a solid name.
And she writes, I've had a close friend for almost 10 years, and she's maybe been what you might call a best friend. She's a sweet person, and I wish her well. You hear the butt coming, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's telegraphed there. But she's also kind of a downer. She's always going through some sort of personal crisis at home or at work, and she talks about all of her problems all the time. I've pretty much had it with all the Debbie Downer stuff. The thing is, I've talked to her about this in a gentle way, and she'll get better for a day or two. And then it's another text about how terrible something is.
Yeah.
So now I'm torn. She's actually a really nice person, and she's helped me with quite a few things over the years. I almost feel like I owe her. And I know if I was in trouble, she'd help me out. But I just can't take her sourpuss attitude. And I want to know how one breaks up a friendship with a good person.
Ooh.
No name, please. We're going to call her Chelsea.
That's
how
hard,
do you break
man,
up a friendship
you...
with a nice person?
Because she really hasn't done anything to you, you know. Mm. She's just kind of an Eeyore. And I guess in a roundabout way, it's probably bringing you down slowly. So it is affecting your emotions, I guess.
Yeah, that happens.
Sure does, man.
I've ended a friendship with somebody like that who was basically a good person and mm-hmm. hadn't done anything technically wrong. But the energy when I was around them was
How'd
just,
you do it? Did you just shove them down and run?
You know what? I'm sad to say, it's not like I'm proud of it, but I just kind of let them wither away on the vine. I ghosted them in a way, not completely, like gradually. It was the gradual ghost.
Sure. It took a while.
It took a while. I didn't want to just say, look.
It wasn't a month-long one. It was a six-month ghosting.
It was gradual. And I don't know if that's an answer. Because we're opening up the phones on this. I would love to know. Listeners who have either broken up with someone who was a good friend, or they were the one who was dumped and they found out later why.
Yes, how was it done to you, I guess.
Exactly. What was the technique that somebody used to sever a relationship with you?
I'd be curious to see if they have other mutual friends together and if they all hang out together and do things. Because it's hard to ghost somebody like that because you can't slowly fade away and continue to hang out with mutual friends then. Because this woman, Eeyore, is going to see the pictures on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, and she's like, why wasn't I invited? You know, which is going to make things even worse. So it's kind of hard nowadays to just disappear from someone because they can still see what you're doing.
That's a good point.
So I don't know if that's going to be an option. Ugh, she might just need to move out of state.
You know, and the thing that makes this really difficult is this, because I latched on to this paragraph here. She goes, she's actually a really nice person, and she's helped me with quite a few things over the years. I almost feel like I owe her, and I know if I was in trouble, she'd help me out.
But it sounds like she has been helping her a little bit. She's been telling her that you got a bad attitude. She's trying to help her.
Some people are just... I hate to say this because I might catch flack for this. I think some people are born. She used the word, which I haven't heard in a long time, sourpuss, which I really like. Uh-huh. I think some people are born with a sourpuss gene. And I don't know if mm-hmm. all the self-help books in the world or counseling can say it. They're wired to be a sourpuss.
They find the negative in everything. Get on YouTube and do the search the SNL skit for Debbie Downer. That's who we're dealing with. Have you ever seen that skit? It's hilarious.
Phones are open, 303-691-1MIX. We might take Diane's call before, like going into the break, and then come back with others. 303-691-1 1649. Let's do that. Diane, we'll let you kick things off. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Good morning. How are you boys doing?
We're good.
We're pretty wonderful.
We're in great moods.
Does this story resonate with you?
Yes. So I had, there were three of us from kindergarten through all the way through high school. And one of the friends, she didn't want to go anywhere. She didn't want to do anything. We ended up always calling her to go do stuff. And she just, like you said, she's a sourpuss. She was just a stick in the mud. Didn't want to do anything.
Did you dump her?
How did you break it off?
How'd you do it?
Since we were always the ones to call her and go do things and ask how she was, we just quit calling. And it just
worked out, huh?
It just worked out beautifully, really. So
truly it needed to happen. I mean, she was just mooching a friendship, basically.
Wow.
It was really hard, and it was hard on, my psyche, like, okay, well,
sure.
She doesn't want to do anything. She's so negative about everything.
Well, then you start dreading seeing her, and then after you do, when you're done, you're like, oh, God, I feel like my emotions have been punched in the gut,
I'm really glad you
Good
called,
you.
Diane. Thank you for being on the show with us.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You as well. All right, I lied. I'm going to take one more before the break because I want to get to, if it's an evil Heather, I have to hear what she has to say. Yeah. Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
So what do you know about this?
Well, I was the one that's been ghosted.
Uh-oh. Did you have a bad attitude, Heather?
No, Jeremy, I didn't have a bad attitude. I was actually very honest with a friend who, that whole, you're my bestie and you can tell me anything and I appreciate your advice, and was gentle with her on the subject, and she had a drinking issue and she became very mean. And so I just gently kind of told her about it, and she never talked to me again.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's too bad.
That's hard.
I love honesty. I love constructive criticism. If people have, how else am I going to change? If someone doesn't tell me about a problem that they have with me, then they're the one with the problem.
And that's actually like a true friend to sit you down and be like, I'm genuinely concerned for you.
Well,
I'm seeing.
Let's go back a step, though. I mean, if you think about it, like, what percentage of people who say, I just want you to be honest with me, what percentage do you think really mean that? I'm going to guess 3%.
I guess that, too.
Maybe, yeah.
I think 97% of people who want you to be honest with them don't really want you to be honest with them.
No, and I used to be that person, but I've gone through a lot of therapy and really got inside myself and said, hey, it's okay, you're not perfect, you make mistakes.
Yeah,
if you're, about them,
I just tell people to lie to me, just lie to me,
like, just
tell me I'm great, just lie to me.
You are great, Jeremy.
Oh, Heather, stop it.
Awesome.
Quit
and
lying.
I will tell you this, you might think you're all better now, but you're still an evil Heather. So
I know I will always be evil. Ask my husband.
You're going to have to live with it. But we love you. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye, Heather.
Oh, can I read a couple of notes that came in? And I love them both so much.
Yes, you can.
One is from Layla, as in, you got me on my knees, Layla.
Sing it.
She says, I got dumped. Now, listen to this. This is good. I got dumped by a friend who told me I was always too negative. That was the excuse they used. And a week later, after I broke up with my boyfriend, who do you think started seeing him?
No.
Yep. Let me see. If we're going to start going out, I'm going to have to end the friendship with her first.
Sneaky.
Wow.
That's saucy.
Boy, it's like I always say, when you're driving to work in the morning, you're at a red light, look around at people in the cars next to you. You have no idea what is going on in their lives.
The sneakiness.
That's what happened in Layla's life. But then I also really talk about a different point of view on all of this. It's from Christy. She says, Chelsea should not break up with his Debbie Downer friend. If she's a good person and has done great things for you, suck it up, put on a happy face, and know that you might be the only positive thing in her life. So why would you wreck that just because you need rainbows shot up your bum all the time?
Dang.
Interesting.
Yeah, but you can only do that for so long before it's like, I can't do this anymore. It's not working. She has been trying.
It's not like you live with the person and you're around them 24/7. I don't know. There's something to be said about if somebody is kind of by nature a negative person, you could be the best thing in their life. And if you go into it with that attitude, it might shield you from all the negative energy.
I guess give it a shot. I mean, for a little bit longer. I don't know. She's kind of like an anchor on a boat, though. I don't know. She's.
Well, I agree with that. But I do love the line, just because you need rainbow, shut up your bum.
Is that a good thing? I've never...